the government has been receiving some food from non-government organizations in other nations following the declaration of a drought disaster in Zimbabwe a couple of months ago. At times, it uses taxpayers' money to source food from neighboring countries like Zambia. However, some villagers, especially the targeted recipients that include widows, orphans, senior citizens, and people living with disabilities, claim that they are not accessing the food aid. One of the affected villagers is Tindaisa Membere's 72-year-old mother, who is almost bedridden. Sam Membere says state officials are demanding that she should work for 5 hours for 15 days a month under the Food for Work program, or pay $5 for a 50-kilogram bag of mealie meal.
Ndizvo chaizvo.
It is true they are required to work for food for at least 5 hours and for 15 days if they dream of getting the maize. The fun part of it is that my mother is almost bedridden.
Like Sam Membere, most villagers strongly believe that they are working or paying for food that is supposed to be distributed for free to the elderly, orphans, people living with disabilities and widows. Watsomba villager Elisha Terera says it is disheartening to see the less privileged members of the society working for food.
Mtasa Sendro, Elisha Terera, ndakadarizvi ndiri muno achirutaura kuti
it is unfair to see people living with disabilities and others working for food. Why should we work for food yet the government stipulates that we should get it for free? We need not to work for it.
Terera says the government of Zimbabwe should take care of the elderly, orphans, widows and people living with disabilities. Manikalani Provincial Affairs Minister Mandi Chimene and the Provincial Administrator Fungai Mbetsa could not be reached for a comment as they were said to be busy attending to various meetings. But Mtasa Central member of the National Assembly, Trevor Sarwaka, says compelling such groups of people to work for food is unfortunate.
Disabled, the sick, the old aged are being asked to work for food. Yet those are the categories that were identified by this government that they must benefit due to their peculiar circumstances. So I want to put it on record that it's something that the Minister of Social Services must put a foot down. We cannot allow the old aged to be used on food for work programs.
At least 4 million people in Zimbabwe are facing hunger due to a devastating drought fueled by El Nino phenomenon. In Mutasa Central, this is Lueda Moyo.